mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
God bless him. Alex Jones taking a couple of days off, and this is Erskine of Erskine Overnight, www.erskineonradio.com, sitting in for Alex Jones. As if anybody can have, I'm not trying to take the place of Alex. He'll be back here Monday. Nobody can replace Alex Jones. I'm just sitting in here for just keeping the seat a little bit warm for him until he gets back here Monday. Little thing, he's on an absolute vacation. You know, his trip to New York was certainly no vacation. If you heard him, he was down there in the trenches almost getting arrested, reporting on not the 3,000 people in the convention center and all the garbage we saw on TV, but the 300,000 protesting out front. The 300,000 protesters. Let's see, 3,000 there. They get like 99.9% of the coverage. 300,000 over here. Everybody ignores them, except for Alex Jones. He's there with the people. He's understanding the heart, the pulse beat of America. That is the key to what makes Alex Jones such a valuable resource to this country and why they are so afraid of Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, American Dictators, the staged election 2004. He has the courage to put out the video concerning the police state, interviewing Alex a couple of weeks ago there at the Republican convention. He says, this is a police state. I'm sure he'll have a video out on it. Get the Alex Jones videos and get them out to your friends. Make copies of them. He wants it out. Information has to get out to the American public. 888-883-4438. Give them a call. Get the videos. Well, I hope Alex is having fun on his vacation, but I've got a little quickie for you because we've got to relax a little bit. You know, you can't be all serious all the time. So this fellow decided he needed a few days off, and he was out of vacation time, so he thought, well, you know, the best way to get the boss to send me home is to act a little crazy. So he said, I'm starting to burn out. I really need some time off. So he went to work early and began hanging upside down from the ceiling. One of the co-workers, she came in and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm acting crazy to get a few days off. I'm a light bulb. Second later, the boss walked in and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm a light bulb. You're crazy. Take a few days off. With that, he jumped down, started walking out. His co-worker followed him. The boss said, where are you going? She looked up and said, I'm going with him. I can't work in the dark. Well, you see, if you need a little bit of time off, there are ways to do it. Alex didn't do it that way. He just said, I'm going to take a couple of days off, which is a better way to do it. You got to relax. You got to have a little bit of fun and loosen up just a little bit. I mean, life is too short. None of us is going to get out of here alive. I really don't think any of us are going to get out of here alive, so have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. But don't forget to fight the battle. If you do, you have no choice. This is a battle for America. This is the battle for America that we're in, and it's a battle not only for America, but it's a battle of good versus evil. Make no mistake, we are in a battle of good versus evil. John in Louisiana. John, let's hope that you got pretty good shape and you missed most of the disaster, and thank goodness it went a little bit to the east and missed New Orleans, or it could have been a terrible situation. Welcome to the Alex Jones program.
Good afternoon, Erskine. Yeah, we were blessed. We got nothing but winds, gusty winds, 40, 50 maybe.
Where are you in Louisiana?
I'm north of New Lagos. Now, you may not know New Lagos. That's erstwhile New Orleans, but Lagos is the capital of Nigeria, and that place has become like the capital of Nigeria.
So you're just a little north of Lake Pontchartrain, okay?
You got it, in the Piney Woods.
I've been there. You talk to me. I bet you've been out to Skull and MP rowboat.
Oh, yeah.
That Cajun food, man, that's something. It is so. I have the best oysters over there. I'm trying to think. If it sounds like I'm always talking about food, I enjoy eating. I think it was called the Acme Oyster House. That is a wonderful place in New Orleans.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you got that one half right. It is the GCN Radio Network, and it is the Alex Jones radio program, but this is Erskine sitting in just today for Alex Jones. Alex will be back on Monday after a well-deserved vacation. He didn't even have to act crazy or anything. They just said, go ahead, Alex, take a day off, take a vacation. We'll bring some clown in to work for you. Well, I'm the clown who's in working for it. No, it's fun. It's really great, and I love the calls. Callers that are calling in here. John in Louisiana. John, you got a question or a comment?
Oh, do I ever. Do I ever, Erskine.
Go for it.
I'm 79 years old, Erskine, and I've been a student and a reader of history for all of my adult life. In the last years, I've printed 10,000 pages off the Internet. No porn, any of that crap. It's only government activities I've copied for posterity. But, I don't know where these people live that say they're living in a constitutional republic, because in 71 of my 79 years, I've lived in a dictatorship that was declared on March the 9th, 1933, in a War and Emergency Powers Act. And so the Congress of the United States has been dysfunctional ever since that day, because they voted to absolve themselves and abdicate all authority and responsibility, and in so doing, they turned over all power to the President of the United States. And they, even the Congress today, cannot upset or change that. And so, I don't know where people live like this. Now, all of this is available. It's available free on the net. And I would recommend for all conscious, interested people to get on the net, and if they don't have access to it, get somebody in their family or get a friend to do it for them. Go down and buy a ream of paper and ask them to punch in www, War and Emergency Powers, or they can punch in www, Constitution, Fact or Fiction. All of this is the long-time research of Dr. Eugene Schroeder in Colorado, and it will explain the whole thing in what he says is a seventh grade level. It's absolutely true. It's documented. It's beyond the dispute. It is absolute. We have...
Well, not only this, John, but it seems like they've had the War Powers Act of the 1940s. They had one of those. They had another War Powers Act. Every time they put in a War Powers Act, then it just means a little bit more of our constitutional, let's not call them freedoms, let's call them protections, are dissipating. Because the Constitution, to me, was a protection to keep the government off our backs. It was a protection for us. The freedoms were granted by God, but the Constitution protected us from the government intruding on us. And ever since 1933, you've got to trace back to where they really started ripping it royally. So today, they've been chipping more and more and more off of it, haven't they?
Yes, there have been different declarations of emergency, too, by old Tricky Dick Nixon. But we have lived under a continuous emergency since 1933 when they set aside the Constitution.
When they have a war on anything, then the war has almost inevitably fallen against the American people, the American public, and the corporations, the corporate controls. And like Carla was talking about, the attorneys and that type of thing have just got us wrapped up around their little finger. We no longer are operating under the Constitution. I'm sorry, it's a document that we all love when you take your oath of office to that Constitution, but we're certainly not operating under it today. And we haven't been, as John says, since 1933. Correct, John?
Yes, yes. We're so dumbed down that we don't understand that Junior Bush didn't even go to Congress to get an authorization for his war. It's pitiful. But information is so easy to get. But you know what? People won't believe it when they're exposed to it, because it's so distressful. It's so revolutionary. It's perhaps like being told that your mother was a whore. It's so shocking.
I'll tell you what
shocking,
my finding
you can't
is,
accept it.
If you tell people about it, then by and large, as opposed to being a piano player, if you tell people about it, they tend to get upset with the messenger. Thank you so much for the call, John.
Godless.
Let's go immediately to Eli in Michigan. Eli, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program. You are on, my friend.
Thank you. And how are you today?
I couldn't be better if I had to. I'm just doing good as good can be. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm looking out, bright, sunny, and I'm feeling great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I really enjoy talking to you. And you really sound great. I really like it. I like what you say. Back to the Constitution. You know, the Constitution, you was talking about, John was talking about, okay, this is Constitution Day, they say.
Absolutely, or Citizenship Day, but I'll go with the Constitution Day.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I looked on the calendar and I didn't see anything.
It's Friday. Well, okay. Yeah, well, it's the 17th, supposed to be Constitution Day.
Oh,
go
really? Yeah, calendar I got is blank. Okay. Anyway, back to that. Okay.
Quit getting those calendars from the banks. They'll make every day blank.
No, yeah, right. It's from a bank. Right. You're right about that. Yeah. Anyway, any constitution, when you get down to it, is only as good as the army you have to defend it and implement it. If you don't have that, and you rely on let's rely on the court. They're going to defend the Constitution. When you get back
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Really?
Know that you talk about your army, and if you're in the military, you have to take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Yeah,
but
I think
the Constitution is a document that has to be defended by the citizens, and we have abrogated that responsibility, not the army, because America's not army ruled. So I think the citizens
have
the obligation.
I don't mean an army of the state. I mean an army of the people, as you say. Because
like it says in the Constitution, a well-qualified militia, which
yeah,
is
yeah,
every
an
citizen.
Army of the people to defend their Constitution, because you cannot depend on an army of the state to defend the Constitution. They're always trying to tear it apart. When you get back to the original Constitution, what was it, year 1215, I think, or somewhere about there, when the King John was presented with the,
oh, you're talking about the Magna Carta.
The
Magna Carta is different because that's the king giving rights to the people.
No, the difference is
our Constitution is that our rights come from God, not from the king.
But getting back to the original one that was presented to the king by the nobles at the time, the nobles had a more powerful army than the king had, so the king signed it. If the king had had a more powerful army, he would never have signed it. He would have...
Well, it's like we used to say, you know, a Smith and Wesson beats four aces.
Well, you gotta have something more than a corruptible court. The defense is an important thing because they are going to become corrupted by the whole system of government, and ultimately they will just tear it to pieces, as what has happened here. The Supreme Court has ultimately been the one behind tearing the Constitution to pieces.
Well, who pays these people?
Right, the corporations.
Absolutely. You got to look at who gets paid. I had a gentleman on who wrote a book called Mouthpiece for the Mob, so he's a mob lawyer. And I'm talking with him, and I'm saying, so what's your beef? He said, so my beef is very simple. I walk into a court, you've got the judge who's paid by the government. You've got a prosecutor who's paid by the government. The government can pay witnesses, and if I beat them, then they follow me everywhere. It's a set deal. I mean, there's no winning. It's heads you win, tails you I lose. Either way, you've got it all set. So if you happen to get justice, you are just really lucky, aren't you?
I have one other thing that John brought up there about.
Yes.
It was March. He said, what date did he give? March 5th, 1933?
He said 1933, and the date he gave was 3-9-33, the War Powers Act.
Oh, well, this is dated March 5th, 1933, that Hitler came to power in Germany.
Isn't that interesting how things do
something?
Have... Well, you know, now, come on, Eli, it's just coincidence. Things happen, it's just coincidence. Things just happen in the world. I mean, it's synchronicity. That's
it
what you got, a little synchronicity.
Doesn't it look pretty suspicious to you? Oh, my God.
No, it's just synchronicity. Things just happen. You know that. I mean, there's no great plan. I listen to Rush Limbaugh. There's no plan. There's no order. The CFR, they're just a bunch of guys get around, and they're just trying to help us. And trilateralists, they're okay. And Bilderbergs don't even exist.
Right.
You know, I've listened to Limbaugh. These things are, there's no conspiracy involved. You're a nutcase with that conspiracy talk. Come on, Eli,
They had a constitution in Germany, you know. And evidently Hitler ripped the constitution up in March 1933 while they were ripping the constitution up here in March 1933.
I mean, there's no relation between the U.S. and Germany. The fact that Skull and Bones is from Germany and it's in the U.S. and we're promoting the leaders. The fact that Brown Brothers Harriman supported Adolf Hitler, there's no correlation. Duh. I mean, are we really that stupid? Well, a lot of people are. I mean, you know, it isn't a conspiracy. It's a darn good business plan. It's working real good for them. Let's not talk about conspiracies anymore. Let's just call it a good old-fashioned business plan.
Getting back to the power that lies behind the Constitution, if you don't have an armed might to defend your Constitution, it's going to be torn up and you're going to go under. That's all there is to it. And you see it. You see it all over.
Now, it seemed to me that the founding fathers, there were very few lawyers. Most of them were like farmers, and they had people who were one thing and another. They didn't have a whole lot of lawyers. And that's why it's easy. That's why people like you and I can understand the Constitution. They didn't have 15 Philadelphia lawyers filling the thing out. It was simple enough. Hey, Eli, I want to thank you for the call. It's been fun. Let's go immediately to... Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, we don't have a whole lot of time, but go ahead. You got a comment or a question?
Well, it sounds like you got the break coming, but I'd like to read one quotation about American patriotism since we just had Patriots Day last September 11th, and then I'd like to say a few quick words about Alex's videos if you'd like to hold me over.
On both of those topics, you betcha I'll hold you over, Red Ryder. Those are two topics that are near and dear to everybody. So we'll be happy to hear from you, Daryl, from Pennsylvania, right after these brief words.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800...
Alex Jones, radio program. Erskine sitting in just today for Alex. He'll be back with you Monday with his hard-hitting reports. Senator Barry Goldwater, in his book With No Apologies, declared, "The Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society which, organized in England, believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established." That's your Council on Foreign Relations. One world, no boundaries. The Trilateral Commission is international, intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests in seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power: political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. And ecclesiastical, that's church people. That's from Senator Barry Goldwater with No Apologies. Thank you, Senator Barry M. Goldwater, a real conservative. Now, we're talking with our friend Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, go with it. You've got a couple of things. You want to talk about patriotism, and you want to talk about Alex's video. So let's go with your patriotism first.
Here's the quote, Erskine. And it's by F. Tupper Saucy, who's an author and a musician.
I've had Tupper Saucy on my program. You better believe it, yes.
And he, as you know, and I don't know if he originated this, but he used it. Patriotism is not loving your government. A patriot is one who loves his country and watches his government. I think that's a pretty good quote. And
I gotta say amen to that. That is, have the whole choir say a great big amen, because that's it. Loving your country and watching your government. That's the duties of a patriot.
And here's what I wanted to say about Alex's latest videos. I just got American Dictators yesterday. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I'm sure it's great like his others. I've got all of his videos except for one, the Kaffir. But for now, I would like to say that the three very best Alex Jones videos, in my opinion, and the ones which I've had the very best success with in waking folks up, are 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, which, by the way, document government sponsoring and or orchestrating terroristic events to bring about their own agenda, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And, of course, folks can also get, as you've pointed out, Erskine, the great book by Paul Joseph Watson, and it is a great book, Order Out of Chaos. And Erskine, as a guy who spent 26 years in the intelligence community, I'd like to say that now is the time for folks who haven't got these videos to get these super informational tools, as I call them, offered by Alex Jones, before the high-tech police state on steroids makes things much more difficult for the alternative media, such as substituting, and as some folks have said, an Internet 2 for the current World Wide Web, and who knows what else they've got planned. But please don't delay, folks. Get these materials, and Alex allows
you. Your time is running short to get these videos and get them out. Your time is running short. Get the videos, get them out, understand what's coming, what you can do about it. Now, in the intelligence community, as a former intelligence operative, I've got to ask you a question. When you're looking at this and you're looking at the nomination of a person like Porter Goss, doesn't it just make you cringe?
It has to make you sick, as I believe you pointed out. I caught the replay of the show last night. Lee County down in Florida, where him and some of his friends helped protect and coordinate and collaborate with that under-deputy or sheriff.
Absolutely.
In the
absolutely.
Drug running.
And this is the man, and then you can look back to what he did in Nicaragua and the whole situation. And I had a deception. It was put out by Robert Greenwald. I think it's a movie that's going to be hitting. It has a former CIA people who've been with the agency for 20, 30 years. These were professional people. These were true Americans and true patriots. The CIA has totally been trashed, and okay, it's got some bad situations with it, but there were some people who really cared about America, who worked in the intelligence community, and they're telling it like it is. And you're watching this and you're saying, my goodness, how could the Bush people put together what they put together when they've got these honorable people telling them the truth and putting together things like Colin Powell before the United Nations talking about the mobile biological weapons going through, when the intelligence people, the people who analyzed those pictures, said they have no pictures of it. They only had an artist's rendition. They were taking the intelligence and totally skewing it. If I worked for the CIA, I would probably be sick at my stomach right now watching what they did with the intelligence that I delivered. And I know that, Daryl, you probably feel the same way.
Right, and so again, please get Alex's videos, make a bazillion copies, get them out to folks, and go up on Infowars.com and make copies of the great articles they got up there. And thank you so much, Erskine, for the great job you're doing, and God bless and protect you, Erskine, and Alex and Violet Jones.
I need it. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Richard in Colorado on the Alex Jones radio program, Infowars.com. Go up there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The great Alex Jones, and as Daryl from Pennsylvania said, get Alex's videos. And he gave a listing of the videos that you really must have. If you don't have 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, two must, and also Police State 3. What a video that is. And American Dictators, the staged election 2004. Go up to InfoWars.com, copy off some of the articles, and show the videos around. Don't just get them and put them on your shelf and say, there are them videos from Alex Jones. Get them out and say, hey, you want to see what's really going on? It may shake you up, but let's watch this. Doesn't matter. This isn't a Democratic situation. It isn't a Republican situation. It's an American situation. We've got to either be standing up and be counted, or if you don't stand up, you'll fall for anything. And falling for anything is watching CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS. Now, what's going on? One of the things that I just got in, and this is an article dealing with Tom Ridge. Terrorists playing to disrupt the election, Ridge claims. Are you scared yet? Are you scared? We're going to crank it up. We're going to scare you a little more. Are we going to have an election? I think we are, because I don't think they care which group wins or loses. But this also fits in with the Alex Jones interview that he did, and where he got the information about the alert that the National Guard's going on November 1st. So here you have Mr. Ridge saying, terrorists still hope to disrupt the U.S. democratic process, even though the presidential nominating commissions, conventions, and other high-profile gatherings this summer went off without a hitch. Reporting over the last several months has been consistent, general, and credible, and indicated that Al-Qaeda network's trying to push ahead with its plans, Ridge said. So he's still pushing this threat. Now, you remember the last threat he had right after the Democratic Convention was on four-year-old information? Yeah. He goes on to say, during a morning visit at the National Targeting Center in Northern Virginia, operated by the Customs and Border Protection Agency, the Senate secures the center secures the nation's borders and ports and keeps a focus on keeping terrorists and their weapons out of the country. Aren't they doing a great job securing our border with the South? They are doing a terrific job with that. Right. How many illegals are coming over? Not only from Mexico, but from Arab countries, from other places. It's an open sieve. Currently, financial centers in northern New Jersey, New York City, Washington are at high alert because of recent discovered reconnaissance of buildings that apparently was done by Al-Qaeda in 2000 and 2001. Four-year-old information reconnaissance. They were taking pictures of casinos in Vegas, and Oscar Goodman said, come on, everybody takes pictures of casinos in Vegas. Okay, alert levels remain at orange for those areas, the second highest on the national five-point scale. Ridge said authorities review intelligence on a daily basis to determine whether to lower them. Speaking to National Press Club later, he said, every day that goes by without incident gives authorities more time to make the country safer. Made appearances 5 days before the third anniversary of the September 11th attacks and a week after militants raided a Russian school in an attack that killed more than 400 people. Asked whether an attack could come to a school here, Ridge said, parents have had to consider a school safety long before 9/11, given tragic events such as Columbine that didn't involve international terror. Should there be lessons learned overseas? If we can apply them to making America more secure, we will, Ridge said. So, do you want to live under a police state? He's saying we'll bring whatever we need to bring here to keep you secure. Keep you secure? No, it has become to keep the state secure. It's not about your security. It's a war that's being declared on the American public, and they're ratcheting up the fear factor, just ratcheting it up, cranking it up, running it up that old flagpole. Let's go to Richard in Colorado. Richard, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program, and happy Friday, Richard. It's Friday. It's a great day.
Hey, thank you, Erskine. How you doing?
Great, wonderful. I'm happy it's Friday.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of work, and I don't have any transportation right now, so it just seems
are
like...
Are you one of those 1.3 million girly men that Arnold Schwarzenegger's talking about? Come on.
Yes, exactly.
How does that make you feel when you hear Arnold Schwarzenegger talk about the people out of work as girly men, when I've got friends out of work, you're out of work, I know a lot of people out of work around America today through no problem of their own. You just can't find a decent job in a lot of places today, and if you do, they aren't paying anything.
Exactly. And the commercials, these political commercials just want to make you puke.
Yes, they do, on both sides. They really do on both sides. They're not addressing... When Alex Jones is standing there with the 300,000 demonstrators, and he's there with the people, and I'm watching the rest of the press in with 3,000 rich Republicans sitting there watching the convention and applauding and whooping it up. I'm saying something wrong with this country. Where's the rest of the press that ought to be out talking to the real people of America? The people who are hurting America, and the real unemployment rate in this country is pushing closer to 10%. A lot of people just get dropped out and given up.
Right. Well, the reason I called Erskine is I was thinking, you know, I think that there's enough American people out there that have woken up. My only problem is now that we got the information, it's as plain as written on a chalkboard in front of your face. What? How do you prosecute these people? How do you get them out of power without it actually coming down to, you know, picking up a gun and doing the best you can to fend them off? I mean, you got the foxes in the hen house everywhere. You got them in the Justice Department. You got them in Congress. You got them in the executive office. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere, but there are also good people everywhere too. Don't forget that.
Well, I'd like to see these people in handcuffs being carted off to jail.
Well, you and me both. When you watch them cart off Martha Stewart, and I don't think Martha Stewart's in great shape.
No,
but
well,
I mean, they carted her off, and I didn't exactly cry big elephant tears over it. But then when I'm watching people like Kenny Lay and these people, his friend Kenny Boy, and these people, and the guy with MCI who walk away with millions and millions of dollars and all the pension funds, and I'm looking at the pension funds that have been looted and the whole thing, and I'm thinking, what's happening? I'm watching what happened on 9/11. If we had bad intelligence, shouldn't they have fired somebody in the intelligence community? No, they didn't fire anybody. I'm looking at this happening. I'm thinking, we've got some serious problems. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer, Richard. I wish I could give you an answer, but I'm sitting here, as most a lot of Americans are today, wondering, isn't anybody accountable anymore?
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. They have ingrained themselves so deep into this corrupt system that, you know, it's almost, you know, what they'll do is they'll get a patsy to take the fall for them, and that's just all for show anyway. And if you did have somebody in position of power that could do something about it, he'd probably be assassinated. I mean, if you don't play ball with the big boys, that's what happens. So it's kind of scary, actually. I do feel powerless.
It's very scary, and a lot of us feel the same way. A lot of us feel the same way, and you're expressing the same words for a lot of people. If anyone has an answer to Richard's question, what are we going to do? We're understanding who's in power. They're going to fall by their own weight. There are two things that happen. First, they're going to fall by their own weight. And the second thing that's going to happen, I've always noticed, and this is kind of a country expression, that snakes eat each other. They're going after each other when all's said and done. You know that.
Yeah. And another thing too is, you know how they say that a lot of people are waking up, and then like what happened in New York, the protesters are kept off to the side, penned up in cages practically, away from all the action.
With no news, unless you're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, well, thing of it is, though, is it's not because the establishment is afraid of us. It's just that every time we put a bump in their road, they just up their power a little bit. So I don't think they're arrogant. They're not afraid of us. They're going to say every time we make a step forward, they take two steps forward.
It sort of seems like that, and the fear factor that they keep ratcheting up. So, and then you've got what they want to do. A lot of the American public want to shoot the messenger.
Exactly. I've had that happen to me.
I know, Richard. I'm telling you, I wish I had a good answer for you, but I'm not going to. This ain't Dr. Laura you're talking to. I'm not going to flip you out some little answer and say, here it is, this is it, have yourself, have a nice day, and I'm my children tomorrow.
Well, I just
can't do that, Richard.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that point up to the American listening public out there that's listening to this program. And like you say, if anybody out there, that's where I think we got to start focusing our efforts. I mean, people know. They know that this country's gone down the tubes. Now, what are we going to do about it?
I think we're going to have to start taking care of our own family. I think we're going to have to realize the situation, that if they start coming for you, that you aren't going to blindly follow. I think we're going to have to make preparations, take care of ourselves. If it takes moving maybe to a different place and situation and not be herded along with the rest of the group, because they are putting up the detention centers. You've heard that, and the whole
right.
situation.
I know.
And when somebody comes to you and says, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you, you look at them and say, yeah, right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we are a little bit more aware, and you and I both know that when this whole thing falls, I don't want to be a Bush, and I certainly don't want to be a member of any of these trilateralists or any of these sort of things when the final judgment day comes. I'll tell you that right
well,
now.
Well, I think that's
because these people are anti-God, and they are purely evil. And I know Alex has a video called The Matrix of Evil, and don't discount the fact that these people are evil. In the long run, they're not going to win, but it doesn't mean we're not going to suffer, and we're not going to have a lot of fighting to do to make it through, Richard.
That's why I think it is actually going to have to take the second coming of Christ to get this all squared away. I don't think people out in the streets with their guns or whatever protesting, and I don't think that's going to cut it. Although
I don't think that's going to cut it, but there is no question that we are going to have some divine intervention.
Yes.
Because when you look at it, and I hear these politicians say, God bless America, I just have to say, why? When I look at what's happened in the schools, and you're watching what's going on TV, the filth that's coming out, and you have to say, they're taking God out of everything. And it's not that I'm not a religious fanatic, Richard, I'm really not. But you're looking at it, and you're looking at all the principles we grew up under, and you're thinking, what has American culture got any? More the Osbournes.
Yeah, I remember, because I'm 55 years old, and I can remember when life was a lot more simpler, a lot more easier, carefree. You felt like you were proud to be an American, to be living in the freest country in the world.
Yeah, you could trust one another. You go out and you talk to one another. And I remember, you don't have to go that far back. I remember listening to speeches. He may not have been the greatest president, or he may have been a great president. We can debate that. But when Ronald Reagan gave a speech, you felt really proud to be an American.
Right. Right.
And
I hear you.
I haven't felt proud. Look at William Jefferson Clinton. This guy's made, Bush has made Clinton look good. Boy, I didn't think I'd ever see that. I thought Clinton was the biggest reprobate that we'd ever had. And then Bush comes along, and he actually makes Clinton look like a good president. I'm going,
well,
I don't know.
They're getting
this
really
is
good
strange.
At covering their own tracks is what it is. And they're getting very the farther they go, the better they get at it.
They do. Richard, thanks so much for the call, and lots of luck to your endeavors. You just keep fighting the fight. That's all we can do. We've got to. We can't give up. You know that.
I know that, Erskine. Hey, you have a great weekend, and same for Alex.
You too, and let's hope he's having a great vacation.
Oh.
Let's go to Malta, our friend in Denmark. Hi, Malta. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Malta. Listen,
yeah.
Do me a favor. On Saturday night, listen to my program.
I want to make some comments. The first
go for it.
The first one is that even if they change the constitution, you have to be raw bloodline if you want to be elected. No, ordinary immigrant can be president. I think that's something most Americans something they have to know that.
I don't think Jimmy Carter was royal bloodline. I think
they
we've had a number of presidents who weren't.
You should read some a book called The 13 Families of Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. It's a very good book.
Okay, so maybe even a lot of them have been. I know that it does seem rather strange, like we were talking earlier. I think it was Tim who was bringing this up, or John, and we were talking about coincidences, and the strange coincidences, 1933, Hitler comes to power, 1933, 4 days later, we have this act. And the other strange coincidence that we just happen to have two Skull and Bones people running for president. That's just a coincidence, isn't it, Malta?
Well, I think Kerry will win. I understand his blue bloodline is going far, far more than Bush's.
I think he's bluer than Bush.
Yeah, he's more
bluer than the Bush.
He's even related to the Shan of Iran, Kerry.
Well, that would certainly do it, wouldn't it?
You're talking about good guys in the FBI, no, in the CIA. You know,
there are some good people who are working in the FBI. There are some good people, some good patriotic Americans who work for the CIA.
Do you know a guy named Philip, Mark Phillips?
I've heard the name, yes, yes.
He has a new book up called The Reason on National Security. It's their second book. He's a good guy, I think.
Well, there have been a lot of good people. We're going to have Ted Gunderson on my program Saturday night, former director of the Los Angeles office of the FBI.
Yeah, I have heard him.
He's a very good man who is speaking out and talking about what's going on. That will be on at, let's see, that'll be 1 a.m. Eastern time or 10 p.m. Pacific time, and Ted's going to be on for 2 hours.
It's 6 o'clock over here morning.
Pardon?
6 o'clock in the morning over here when you are in the air.
Well, try to.
I try to go early to bed and try to find. Can I listen to right from your website?
Right Erskine's, from the website, or you can go to gcnlive.com.
Erskine's,
get it right there.
Erskinesradio.com.
Erskineonradio.com. Erskine onradio.com.
Yeah.
And you'll find all the people who are going to be on and.
Okay.
We have some fun things. We have Daisy the Desert Dog who does football picks and lots of fun things. But we also have people like Ted Gunderson. And we, first hour we talk about the hidden causes of a heart attack, which is very good. Half a million women in America are having heart attacks. And they're not doing anything about it.
Another thing, and I go. I want to say about this. He says about the 1933. It really was 1868 when they changed they take away the American citizenship and they gave us United States citizens. It's the 14th Amendment where they gave the right to the blacks. They take away the rights and you have to keep licensing to everyone license. You should try to get Jordan Maxwell into your show and not someday. He's a very good guy. I've met him.
Yeah, I know Jordan Maxwell.
And he has an Ukrainian friend. I have met him. He's a very nice guy. He's very good on law, on secret laws in America.
Maxwell's, I know him.
His name is Wick Iberian or something like that.
I'll talk with him. Malta, thank you so much for the call, and we'll be right back with Al in California on the Alex Jones radio program, www.infowars.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Alex Jones Radio Network, and we on GCN Radio Network. It's Alex Jones' show, and Erskine sitting in for Alex just today. He'll be back Monday. Don't you fear. He'll be back Monday with all the news and everything going on. Alex is taking a brief vacation that we know he needs. We know he needs. After the time he had in New York, that was anything but a vacation. What a remarkable report that Alex gave us from New York. And be sure to go up to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure to try to get, if you haven't, the new video, American Dictator, Staged Election 2004. Staged Election 2004. And as our friend Daryl said, be sure and get Police State 3. He recommends three of Alex's videos, Masters of Terror, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Police State 3. Those are videos to not only get, getting them's all right, you need to get these videos, but show them to people. Make copies of them. Get it out. Get it distributed. I've got a friend up here who has really done that. Bruce, he probably makes about 40 copies of every video and hands them out. The guy sells hot dogs. People come by, he says, hey, let's talk about this. He's affecting a lot of people. It doesn't take much word of mouth to affect a lot of people. People who are not interested, that's okay. Maybe you have them over the house, show them something, ask them what they think. But not everybody's going to care. A lot of people are just running so scared in America today, with reason. Let's go to Phil in the UK. Phil, thanks for calling from England and from Wales, actually, home of Tom Jones. You've got a comment.
Yeah, I'd like to answer Richard's question, yeah?
Yes,
how do you get rid of him, yeah?
Yes.
Right, it's... Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't the Constitution say that the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, yeah?
Now, it does say that, Phil, but then you've got members of the... It becomes political in there, and they simply are not going to remove them from office.
Yeah, but the Constitution details your God-given rights of freedom, yeah?
Absolutely.
We know the American government, plus members of other governments, are known Satanists, yeah?
Now,
this boils down to definition of state. The definition of state actually says a group of ideals created by a group of like-minded people. Now, they obviously being Satanists are not representative of the law of state as defined in the Constitution. Yeah?
Right, and I can thoroughly agree with you, but try to bring that up and see if you can get any action from that. You simply aren't, because you've got a bunch of Congress people who are just generally, you can call them Congress sheeple. They aren't going to do anything. I mean, your congressman has two ends, a sitting end and a thinking end. His whole job depends upon his seat, so you're not going to get them doing a lot of thinking about that. They don't want it because they're all playing dirty ball up there. Most of them are.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful concept, and eventually it's going to come to that, but it certainly isn't right now. The situation has gotten so bad that the United States and your country, people are hated the world over right now.
Yeah, we know the revolution.
And we aren't. And listen, Phil, we aren't. We are not the government. I mean, Abraham Lincoln also said, "The government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish." We are no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be back on the Alex Jones radio program, www.infowars.com.